the ability of the EU, Russia, China to even offer this alternative financing sets up some very interesting things economically, politically, geopolitically, but perhaps most importantly, prophetically. Of those things I've just mentioned, the geopolitical, political, the prophetic, what is most significant to you about this alignment that is emerging?
Well, you know, Dave, I've talked about this with you and Sam before, and I think what's so interesting is the players, the biblical final day players of Ezekiel 30 and 39, Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Those are the major players. Obviously, Syria, Isaiah 17:1 talks about Syria, major player. Iran, Jeremiah 49, 35 through 39, talks about the day Elam, which is modern day Iran, will be devastated. Dr. Wolvert at DTS said that has never been fulfilled. So I look at the final day players. I look what Erdogan is doing right now with Turkey. You know, the things that he has said against the Trump administration for the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem, some of his comments about Israel, calling for Islamic nation leaders to come to Turkey to decide what to do with Israel. I mean, this is right out of the scriptures. This is the alignment of the final day nations, and then you have a president. Some people look to Isaiah 45 as President Trump or 45th president as the modern-day Cyrus that will be there to stand with the Jewish people. And Trump certainly is, and his team is certainly strong enough to stand up pragmatically and call these issues for what they are and deal with evil straight on. So that's what's happening, Dave. This is a prophetic biblical fulfillment at the highest level that we've ever seen in our lifetime.